Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Beis Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we just began in yesterday's Shir Kuf Samach Zayin, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, which dealt with how do you actually make the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz when you break the bread. And the Mechaber discussed at the beginning of this Simon in the first Sif, which we're in the middle of, that a person should break the bread in a place where it's especially done well, where it's cooked properly, baked properly, in order that this is more of a cover for the bracha. Now we'll continue on the very last line of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mechaber writes, V'yachtoch Prusas Habitziyah, you go and take the bread that you're about to eat, assuming now it's a full loaf of bread. We'll talk about that later on if you're having a slice of bread. So you take the full loaf of bread and you cut into it a little bit. You break it a little bit, but only a very little bit. That if you were to hold on to the smaller piece that you've, quote, cut into, broken a little bit, the rest of the bread will still come up with it. Shim lo kein, because if it would break apart from the weight of the larger side, when you're holding up the little piece that you, quote, cut into, broke off a little bit, if the rest of the bread is not going to be attached to it, then it's as if you didn't make it on a shlema. And we know that the halacha is that a person should always try to make the bracha of amotzi on the nicest possible bread, and the nicer bread is a full bread rather than a piece of a bread. And therefore, the Chabad tells us, you cut into it a little bit. We'll see the reason for that is so it'll be easier for you to go right from the making of the bracha into the eating of it. You won't have to waste so much time and have a bigger hefsek in between cutting into it and eating it. So therefore, we cut into it a little bit beforehand. Now let's see inside the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkat and Dalit. And the Mishneh Berurah writes, this Vitzarech, Hai Vitzarech, who perish l'masha kasa b'tchila v'yachtoch. When the Mishneh Berurah explains over here that the Chabad told us you have to cut into it, it means to explain you cut into it a little bit. And this is what it means. The Medina, based upon the actual din, Mivarech, you make the bracha, V'yachakach poreis hakikar, and then you only cut into the bread afterwards, Kedeshiyat kol bracha apas shlema. Because as I pointed out a minute ago, it's always preferable to make a bracha on an entire loaf of bread. That's a bigger kavod than to take it on a smaller piece of the bread. Shu derech kavod lebracha, that's more kavod. However, ach kedesh lo yeshihui rav bein habracha liyachila, but in order there shouldn't be a large separation of time between you making hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz and the actual cutting into the bread and eating it, the eroah kav socket looks like there could be a long pause. So you cut it through. So the poskim right, kosva poskim the tov lechatchila. It's better, preferably shiachtoch maat makikor kodim shematzchla bracha, that you should cut a little bit into the bread beforehand, so it's very easy to continue cutting through it. How much should you cut? Bashir achituch, the Mishneh Berurah says, yema'at kilikame, a very small amount, as we'll explain momentarily. V'yivarech, and then you make the bracha motzi lechem in aretz after you went and cut into it a little bit, and it's still called the shleima. And then, v'yachakach, you can easily gomer lahafrid aprusin apas, you can easily separate the bread into the two pieces from which you can then go and eat. Sivkat and hey, ma'at, v'afilu beprusa, even in the piece, lo yachtoch legamri kodem abracha, don't separate it totally before the bracha, kidei shiniya nira yoser gedola, because we want it to look nice and big that you're making the bracha on an entire full bread and not a little piece. Because if you didn't do this, sivkat and vav, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Rotsalomar, shim yachtoch kol kach ba'kikor, if you cut so much into the bread, at kidei shior shim yochez befrusa, lo yala kikor imov yishar v'lechatzoyin, that you cut so much into it that when you pick up the half, the other half will fall off from it. The gravity can't support it. It's so cut. Then, nachshav kiparis umudo me'akikor. It's considered as if you made the hamotzi on a half of a bread, which isn't as big a cover. V'yafo gav shim yochez ba'kikor yala, but if you'd hold it from the bottom, the whole thing would come up together. Nevertheless, lo mikre shalom ayidei zeh. But since it theoretically could fall apart, so then it's considered as if it's already fallen apart. We have a principle called omed ligzos kegazos domi. Something that's about to be cut off is considered sometimes in halacha like it's already cut off. So too, this idea is over here too, that if it would fall apart, if you lifted up the smaller piece, the larger piece would fall off because of gravity. So even if you're holding it for the larger piece, so the smaller piece doesn't fall off, it's considered as if it's halachically separated. And therefore, it's making the bracha on a prusa, on a piece, rather than the shlema, which is not ideal. Sivkat and Zayin, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Hu chozil l'masha kosad mitchilas v'yachtov prusas habeitza. The Mishneh Berurah now tells us that the Mechaber is going to continue over here. This is a reference back to the beginning part over here. V'yanichena mechuberes l'pas v'yaschel l'varach. Continuing the Mechaber, who says, once you've made the little indentation, the little cut into the bread, leave it that way, leave it connected, and then make the bracha motzi. And after you finish the bracha, v'achashasiyam ha-bracha, only after you've completed the bracha entirely, we'll see in a moment, on Shabbos, you have to wait till the amen is said by the people listening as well. V'achashasiyam ha-bracha, only at the conclusion of the bracha, then yafridena, you can split it, k'dei shetichla ha-bracha ba'od shapash sholem. So therefore, the bracha goes on the entire full bread, the shlema, which is a better covered. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'lo yivtza prusa kitana mipnei shenir kitzar ayin." When you're going to cut off the piece of bread, don't cut off a little dinky piece. That's not the best thing in the world to do because that looks like you're a cheap, stingy person. However, v'lo prusa yosa mikibetza, don't cut such a large piece off. It's larger than the size of a kibetza, an egg, which in our modern day challah rolls is probably about a third of a modern day challah roll. So therefore, you shouldn't cut off such a large piece. Why? It looks like you're a gluttonous person, and you're ravenously hungry, and that's also not bechavad to do this. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Ches, and it says, Kitana, hainu kitana mikizayis, less than a kizayis. The minimal amount that everybody should ideally have is a kizayis, and it's brought down the name of the Levush. And he says, look in the Vilna Gaon, and the Bi'ar Gra, and the Elie Rabbah for further discussion about this. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yosu mikabetza, but don't take such a big piece that you look like a glutton. Hainu imprusa kidei lecho teikav mimena gufa. When you're talking about one person eating over here, and he's going to take a large piece like this, it's pasnished. Aval ein b'chal zeh, mashe porsin chaticha gedola, me'akikor b'yachaka chotech mina osa prusa gufa chaticha lamotzi. But this doesn't apply if you take a large bread, for example, and you're cutting it into two sections, one smaller one and one larger one, so you're taking this larger section, but then you're going to cut off an individual slice of bread for yourself from that, so that doesn't make you look like a glutton if you take that larger piece and then cut off another piece from it. You don't look like a glutton in that situation. As the Taz will explain later on in this simon, Ayin Sham, go look over there. Now the Ramah qualifies this, and the Ramah says, Hago, Ube Shabbos. On Shabbos, when you need lechem mishnah, lo yachtoch bakikor ad achar habracha. On Shabbos, don't cut into the bread, because you need to have two whole breads. The din of lechem mishnah is a very important din. Kedei shiyah kikor shleimos, and those breads should be complete breads, as he brings down in the name of Tosus and the Mordechai in Gemara in Brachos, Ketzed Mevorchem. So therefore, on Shabbos, don't do this. But the Ramah says, but if a person is used to doing this every single day, and he by accident does it on Shabbos, ain't no mazik, it doesn't technically ruin it, you still can be considered to have lechem mishnah over here with this little indentation. And this is brought down in the name of the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud explains, the same thing applies on Yontif, and we also have a chiyuv of lechem mishnah. Because in both these situations of Shabbos and Yontif, you need to have lechem mishnah. And if you cut into it, chayshinon shemot hishaver kula kodim bracha, that you may cut into it too far or will break apart, and suddenly you're left without lechem mishnah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Oh, I'll call upon him shema yachto kol kach biomek, or that you might have cut into it so deeply kishayochatz beprusal o yaliki kremo, that you cut it so much that it now would separate. If you would lift up the smaller end, the larger piece would fall off it, and therefore the heavy kaparis. It's also considered like it separate legamri, as if it was two separate pieces and not lecha mishnah." Vanan lecha mishnah bein, and the Mishnah Berurah explains all of these reasons why this is no good, because we require lecha mishnah Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better that you not cut into it at all on Shabbos or Yontif, to take no chances at all that you may cut into it in a way that would spoil it from being called Lecha Mishnah. However, Deir Shu footnote number 4 brings down that we'll learn in Simon Reish Ayin Dalid, Shahamedaktikin Regilin Lirshom B'Shabbos Imasakin Alachalos Kodem Abracha. The people are very zealous in the performance of mitzvahs. The custom is to go and make a little roshim, to make sort of an indentation or a minuscule cut into the challah that certainly doesn't have any risk whatsoever of cutting the challah into two, but it will be easier for you then to go and cut right afterwards if you see, so to say, where to cut, or you made a very, very slight indentation in the challah with your knife, and therefore that will facilitate any sort of a prevention of a delay after you make the motzi into cutting the challah up. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, as a result of not doing this on Shabbos or not doing it to any significant extent, it's going to take you an extra second or so to cut through the entire challah. You didn't have it partially cut already, so we don't consider this a hefsek. Lo chashiv a hefsek kivan du tzorech achila. This is for the needs of the meal, that you have to have lecha mishnah, so you can't make it not lecha mishnah before you go and cut it, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek, even though it may take a while. And therefore, in Dershu footnote number 5, he brings down the same thing. If, let's say, the Balabais is cutting the one lecha mishnah for the entire 20 people that are at the table, and it's going to take him a few seconds to cut up the entire challah into 20 slices to give everybody a revius, a slice of challah that's a significant size. It's going to take a little bit of time. That's also not called a hefsek, because that's called tzorech achila. It's necessary to do this to have the meal done properly. However, the Mishnah says, on a weekday when we don't require lecha mishnah, so then machmirin lasos al tzar hayosa tov. So then we do make the indentation significantly. You cut into it a little bit more so that it'll be facilitated to go and have as little hefsek as possible between the making of the bracha of hamotzi and the actual eating of the bread, because it's like pre-cut to a certain extent over here. Then we brought down, however, if you did it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. It still is called Lecha Mishnah as long as it hasn't broken apart. So if cut in your dalet, this is brought down the name of the Mordechai, Eino Mazik. He says, Rod Shalomar, Shalom Hivsid Ayideze Lecha Mishnah. It counts as Lecha Mishnah still as long as it's intact. Shekosha Ochez Beprusa, Ushar Hakika Oli Imo, Hevi Kisholim. As long as if you'd hold it, it still wouldn't split into two. So even though it has a significant indentation in it, that's not called a lack of Lecha Mishnah. The issue for number 6 brings down the Eilu Lechem Sholem. What happens if the person doesn't have a Lechem Sholem? This happens sometimes on a regular basis. People didn't buy enough challah rolls, and they ate them all up in a Shabbos lunch. They didn't realize, and now they're stuck. They only have two halves of a larger challah. So what should you do? So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Samaches, and the next Simon is going to bring down, you attach them together with some sort of a wooden spit, or you put them together in some sort of the way that it doesn't look like they're two separate pieces, and therefore can have the din of being a Sholem, at least in its appearance, for this din of Lechem Mishnah. It's a bidyeved. Then the Ramah continues and he writes, that idea that we said, don't take too big a piece, don't take more than a kibetzah, because otherwise you look like a glutton. So he says, don't take more than a kibetzah to wash on, haynudavka bechol. That's on a weekday, or he's eating by himself. However, if a person is eating on Shabbos, habu b'Shabbos, or she'ochel, ol she'ochel l'mhar b'bnei odom, and there are a lot of people at the table on a weekday, v'tzarech l'tamin ha'prusa, and this piece that you're now cutting up for everybody, you're being motzi then, l'kol echod v'echod, you need to give a kizayis over here, so therefore, of course take a large piece, mutu l'vtzor, kefi mashetzarech lo, so of course you take 5-10 kizayisim, 5-10 kibetzim, if you need that much to cut up for everybody, as we're learning, mitzvah shem, ayin l'kam and simen reish ayin dalet. Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yud Beis writes, Avo b'Shabbos, Pirush de b'Shabbos lo mitzchazik rav sanusa. On Shabbos, nobody looks like a glutton. Why? The mishum chibuv suda Shabbos who osa laharbos b'suda. Because on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to eat a lot. You're not looking like a glutton. You look like a person who's interested in fulfilling the mitzvah of onik Shabbos, of eating on Shabbos. And therefore, this is permissible on Shabbos without a concern that you look like a glutton. The issue foot number 7 brings down, since a person doesn't take this large piece on a weekday, it's clear that his purpose in doing this over here is for the chivuv of the mitzvah on Shabbos, to show his love for this mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. Sivkan Yud Gimel, or in a situation, Osha Ochel, on a weekday with a lot of people, Lord Solomar, Afil Bechol, he's telling us over here, even on a weekday. Then you can take a very large piece. The essential mitzvah when you're fulfilling this to go and be motzi other people, when you're making the bracha to be motzi other people, ideally you should take. Don't cut yourself off one slice and make that motzi on that, so to say, and everybody else will take from the remainder of the challah. No, you take up the big piece and you give everybody from that big piece that you're cutting and give to everybody a kizayis. Historically, zarb is the besuda gedolah. This is especially important when there are a lot of people at the table. In echad motzi is kulam birvachasim. Again, we're talking about when one person is washing for everybody else and everybody's washing. Of course, one person is making the bracha of a motzi to be motzi everybody else. So in this situation, sheyachtoch bitzias hamotzi kol kach gedolah. Take a big piece to make that motzi on. Sheyaspik lechalik b'men hamotzi lechol mesubim. That you can give a kizayis to every single person at the table. Sivkot and Tesvav l'chol echad kizayis, k'day shlo yenire kitzarayin. You shouldn't look like a stingy person, as chanal b'sof ha-sif, as we'll see at the end of the sif still. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, u'b'darki Moshe, the Ramah in the Perush on the Darki Moshe on the tour, Isi brings down over there, kizayis, o pachus ma'at. It could be even a little bit less than a kizayis, that would be okay l'chatchila. And the Sharet Zion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Os Yud Gimel, the reason for the Darki Moshe is, b'shum dehevi b'veis Yosef, b'shem ha-rokeach, sh'tei deos l'shir b'tziyah. That there are different opinions over here, so if you go the opinion of a kizayis, or a little bit less than a kizayis, you're getting both of those opinions. And this is also brought down in Dershu Foot number 9, Lechatchila, where Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, and the Igros Moshe says you should take a kizayis for everybody. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'yesh omrim mo'od, further they say, de'belav ha'itayma, even without this reasoning, gam kein tov, hu l'chatchilo sh'yochal odem kizayis be'ez birchas ha'motzi. That one should always have a kizayis when he makes ha'motzi. That is the proper way to make a bracha on a significant amount. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yivorech hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. The person makes the bracha, we all know, on bread, is hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Tezayin explains, the word hamotzi has a hey in it. The hey, kodem ha'mem, v'imberech motzi yotza. But if he didn't even include the hey, he would be yotzi b'di'edet. Now, this is a machlokas in the Gemara and Brachos. We don't have time to go into it, whether the girsa is hamotzi or motzi, having to do whether it's past tense or present tense, and ayin shom in the Gemara and Brachos, if you wish to discuss this further. Sivkot Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'im rabbi mesubim, if there are a lot of people there, rotsu lomar, he means to say, im ha'mesubim rotsim lotzeis b'birchoso. They're all going to be yotzi with him. If everybody has a rye bread cut up on the table, everybody's taking their one slice of bread for themselves, then one person doesn't have to make the bracha to be motzi everybody else. But if you have, let's say, like a whole challah, even if it's not Shabbos, and one person is making that motzi and cutting it off for everybody else, so then you have to listen carefully to the person making the bracha. And this Sifkot Yud Zayin that I just read is really going on the next Ramah, who writes, V'im rabin mesubim, if there are a lot of people over there, and they're intending, as I just said, to be yotzi with you, yechavnu libam l'shmoa bracha v'yanu amen. All the people that are trying to be yotzi with you should listen carefully and hear every word, and they should answer amen. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Ches explains, Yechavnu libam, mishum dekim, derotz alosis, v'birchas chaver, anybody that wants to be yotzi with his friend's bracha, tzorech litein daito lishmo, you must listen carefully to every word. V'oz havalei kol teva sheshomea mipiyam avarach, kilo amar biyatzma. When you hear every single word from the person uttering the bracha, it's as if you uttered it yourself through the principle of shomea ka'one, one who listens is as if he said it himself, and that's why you're yotze. Sivkot Yud Ches, v'yanu amen, the person should answer amen to this bracha who's intending to be yotze. The ayidei ho'aniya, Shema Ames Hadvar, while you're answering Amen, you're saying that this is true, Ms. Hadover, this thing is true, this bracha that was just said, I agree with it. Oz Nechshav Kiluhu Mevarach Be'atzmo, it looks like he himself made the bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if he didn't answer Amen, even though you intended to be Yotze, you are Yotze B'di'evet, as was learned in Kilakaman, B'simin Reishu Gimel Sif Beis, Ayin Shom, as we'll see over there when we get there. Dirshu Foot number 11 brings down that it will explain over there that ideally you should answer Amen, of course, to a bracha, not only the people that are trying to be yotzi, certainly, but anybody can answer amen to a bracha. But ideally, the people that are going to be yotzi with this bracha should certainly try to answer amen, because this really makes it as if you were making the bracha yourself. Indeed, the Rush brings down that if a person has already fulfilled the bracha himself and he's only being motzi somebody else through the concept of arevus, the person must answer amen, or else he's not yotzi. He also brings down that this whole din is only b'di'evit. L'chatchila, absolutely, the person should go and answer amen to the bracha. Because in this way, you're showing, kedei lahoros befoa, you're physically, actively showing, shemaskin lebirchas amvarach, that you agreed to it and want to be yotzei with it. Then the Ramah says an amazing din. He says, v'hamavarach, the one who made the hamotzi, yechavei lo'omein sh'omrim, has to listen as well to the omein of the people. And this is brought down in the Arzaruah. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chaf explains, danias omein gam ki michlal brachi, according to this Arzaruah, Amen is part of the bracha, and therefore v'afal gavduhu beirech kvar biatzma. Even though he made the bracha, since this is still considered part of the bracha, mikol makom ayidei sha'onim amen aleha habracha chashuv yosef, becomes a more important bracha, and he should listen to that as well to, so to say, incorporate that amen into his bracha. And therefore, the one making the bracha should actually listen to the amen and intend to be yotze with the amen that the people are making. However, this is very controversial. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says, look in the Bir Halacha, I in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, V'hamavarech Yechave. And he brings down that this is based upon a Yerushalmi that the Arzaruah read in a certain way, which he understood that the person making the bracha should listen to everybody else answering Amen. And in fact, the Arzaruah says, you're not Yotze if you don't. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha says, that's just Keneged Adin, so it's very difficult to understand. And in fact, he says, this whole din that the Arzaruah brings down is very difficult to understand. And even though, as we just tried to explain it, he says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's very difficult to understand. And he says, in MS, the Lechem Chamudos and the Shari Knesset Hagdola give a different reason other than the one that was brought over here, and says that that's so he should know that everybody has answered Amen. Now we can break the bread, because you shouldn't break the bread until everybody answers Amen, as we'll learn in Sif Tez Zayin. However, he brings down from the Ramah and the Darki Moshe that that's not the reasoning that's brought down by the Arzaruah. So the Mishnah Berurah actually says, if I wasn't afraid, I would say that it's a mistake in the Yerushalmi. And he says, Baruch Hashem, I found that the Sefer Charedim says that they had a different kiras in the Yerushalmi, exactly like he wants to say over here. Then the Ramah continues and he says, Yitin revach ben lechem uvein min. When a person makes the bracha, motzi lechem, which ends with a mem, min haaretz, which starts with a mem, you always have to have a separation in between the two, so they shouldn't sound like one run-on word. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafalef writes, haynu shiyafsik ma'at kidei shelo yivla tachas lashono achas me'amem. Shouldn't swallow the two mems together, make it sound like one word. And he says this is true every place. V'chein b'shtar shtei steosios sheshavos be'abrachos. This is true in every place. We learned this when we learned Kriyashma as well. Mirtz Hashem will pick up from here tomorrow with Sif Gimel. That concludes today's shiur.